Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the City of Shore Acres City Council meeting for Monday, June 9th, 2014 at 7 p.m. to order. First line of business 1.0 is call order roll call.
Neil Moyer.
Bo Buster present.
Rick Moses present.
Richard Adams present.
First line of business, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Before we move on to section 3.0, if anyone, if you wouldn't mind, you have a cell phone, if you put it on vibrate, I'd greatly appreciate it. 3.0, special presentations are none at this time. Moving on to 4.0, approval of minutes. 4.1, regular council meeting. If the council has had time to approve the minutes from May 19, 2014, I have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve city council minutes for May 19, 2014.
Thank you, Bo. There's a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Warner. Been a second. Been approved. All right. Have all those say aye.
Aye.
Or nay. Okay. Motion's carried. Okay. Going to 5.0, council reports and requests. 5.1, Mayor Rose's report on hurricane preparedness and meetings attended. Excuse me. I asked David to put this in there. Basically, it's just a brief summary. David, myself, and the chief of police, along with Eric, will be getting together very soon and just go over preparations for coordinations in case we do have a potential hurricane come in the area. We want to know what we need to do, who we need to know about, inform, how we have to get the residents in or out. Just general preparation things that we all should know already. But it's just a friendly reminder to our citizens to make sure they've got all their things, their generators, extra water, things that they ride out the storm if it's not a mandatory move out, that you have things prepared. But the biggest thing was to let the citizens know that we're going to be getting together as a group to make sure we have our ducks in a row and be able to notify people. Something that I would like to know is any senior citizens that do not have help in the city, know where they live, any single parents, moms, or dads. That way we can help those folks first, you know, that don't have the help that they need. So that's real important to us to make sure we get that. So that's just a little brief synopsis just to let everybody know what's going on. Okay. On the 4th of July, LaPorte, just adding in there, is doing their 4th of July little parade. In the past, my understanding, City of Shore Acres generally puts out one vehicle or maybe possibly two, a truck for public works and a city police vehicle. I requested the chief of police to put two patrol units in it and one city vehicle from public works, and that I wanted to bring it up, and we'll have to let Bo and Nancy know. I mean, excuse me, Mike and Nancy know. I apologize, Bo. I'd like to see if we can get all the council members and myself to either ride in the back of the truck or go in golf carts between our units. I'd like LaPorte to see that we're stepping up something, like we're changing things around here a little bit, and we're waving at the kids, throw a little bit of candy out, just try to participate a little bit more in some activities. And with that being said, I'll move over to 6.0, public hearings, public comments. 6.1, Mary Beth Mayer from Heron Park. It's all yours, ma'am.
All right, thank you. And I'm going to hand out a history of Heron Park. I'm Mary Beth Mayer, and in 2000, you can, these are some of the pictures we've taken at Heron Park, but I wanted to tell you a little bit. In 2002, Nancy Edmondson and some of us decided that a wetlands park would be good for Shore Acres. And I think you all know it's on Bio and Country Club. And we also were trying to our view was to build a bridge across the Taylor Bio and be able to connect West Shore Acres all the way so they could enjoy the bay. And so we bought a few scattered lots through Shore Acres. That has never happened. And so this is some of the volunteers who are mostly here tonight. And so we got the land, a person bought the land and put all the plants on it. We had a lot of consultants. Mark Heron, who's stewardship chairman at Arvin Bio, Andy Sippets, Texas Parks and Wildlife. We had a consultant from A&M, and they told us the best way to develop this park, and they were so thrilled because it had a pond on it. And wetlands are so important. This is the way it looked in the original. Wetlands are so important because what they do is that whole section, particularly, it takes all the pollutants, most of the pollutants, and leaves them in the ground instead of moving them over into the bios. And so it's very important. I know you read all the time about how wetlands are being destroyed. It's unreal how they're being destroyed. And Bayport had many wetlands on them too. And so we've lost those also. So it's real important to have an area that keeps your water right on the land. Well, in the development, the mission was that we were going to educate school children. And when we started out, we did a lot of planting. And we did water for about 2 years. The plants, now most plants out there are native. Spotted out there have been 17 types of prairie grasses, 24 types of trees, 77 plants, and probably about two-thirds of those are still here after Ike. 8 different dragonfly types, 20 different birds, and 3 butterflies. That's just what's been documented. When the city gathered enough money after all of the park was developed to buy it with a grant, with a grant, and then also the city built the deck. Now, the top part of the deck was paid for by individuals. And so what the city has provided for the park for us is mowing now. And we thank you for the Friends of Heron Park, the amount of money you give for the upkeep and the solar light. And can y'all help me? Can somebody help me? Was there anything else the city has provided us with? Okay.
The crossover bridge is
the small crossover bridge. Okay. What the volunteers, who we've had many, even though these are our basic, besides Nancy Edmondson, we are very strong individuals. Okay, what citizens have done, they have, just a minute, and let me get it all together. They have done the top of the deck. They have done all the trails. They have planted all the plants. They have done all the gazebos. And then, if you have not been over lately, Galveston Bay Conservation and Preservation donated and built the deck across to the fourth lot, which cost $7,600. So if you see a GBCPA person, please tell them thank you. Okay, there's 3 areas to the park. There's the Wetlands Park, which is, of course, around the pond. And then there's the prairie. You're looking at the prairie right now. And that's where we have the beautiful grasses. And if you know the history of this area and Arvin Bio, this all used to be a prairie. So what we're trying to do is to show the educate the children and all of us what it used to be, a prairie. And then when you get towards the hill, it's the savanna. Now, this is a red oak. We have some beautiful trees out there. Even though you don't realize it, the mulberry is just, Arvin Bio has no mulberries. They're jealous. and let's see, so what else? So we have, and the city did help us with some of the chili cook-off helped us with some of the granite.
Civic Association.
Yes.
When we replaced all the granite after the Hurricane Ike. The City Association bought the granite, and the Friends of Heron Park paid for the spreading of it.
This last time. It's been done several times before. Anne and her dad make the signs. All the signage has been volunteered. Anne did the signs. I've done painted the white signs. Jerry and Diane have provided the benches. They're beautiful, if you haven't seen them. And So if you have any questions, I just appreciate letting you. I live in Austin now, but I am amazed how many people tell me that they come to Short Acres and they see Heron Park and they just think it is so great. And I especially, that was an owl, and I especially want to tell you that Nancy Evans thought that a wetlands park for Short Acres was the greatest thing that ever was. She was very much behind us, and I do appreciate everything. But now, I do want to say one thing in 1 second. I know my budget went off.
That's okay. They got an old staff tonight, so I'll give you the light.
Okay. All right. Really, we were.
That's all. They've done.
I'm going to have a. I can't do this. Turn off.
Yeah, I know. You go ahead.
And so, you know, right behind this park, I'm going to hand out some of this to you, and I gave some to David, and I would like the new people, I don't know for sure, but I just want to make a message to you. I only have 3 copies. David has 1. There's a lot beside the park. And it was one day we walked out. It's by the crossover. It, I did all that documentation. It's the crossover, and then right to the left of the, to the west of the crossover, there's a lot that has just been cleared down here, down at the back of it. And it's really important. It's on the other side at the
It holds water.
Right now it is holding water. You can see in the pictures how much it holds water. I don't know what's gonna happen if those people fill that property with dirt. We have had the second people down, they filled and we didn't watch the fencing. And then we had Texas Parks and Wildlife out, and they said, you know, a lot of that dirt has come into this pond, and that's not good. And so if these people start filling where this pond, it doesn't end just right there.
Yes, ma'am.
It moves on through that whole west.
High tide.
It's a high tide pond, you know. So I hope that you will... I just can't imagine it being filled and then the pond going all over all the work we've done, but whatever.
Are you referring to lot 7 or lot 10?
The lot, it says the Short Acres.
Lot 7.
Yeah, it's all documented. Okay. I just want to ask that you let keep us informed what's going on that lot, because we put 11 years of work into this.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, and I don't know if I have anything else.
Thank you. Fine job.
I love that part.
Moving on to 6.2, citizens' comments. This has changed a little bit, so I appreciate you definitely paying attention to it. This is the opportunity for the public to address the council or comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are directed at the city council, and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law to participate in discussion and deliberation of items not specified items on the agenda. In other words, we do not have the citizens commenting after each business item anymore. So during your comments is when you need to bring anything up. With that being said, I'll start with Diane, where she starts this way and asks if anybody has any comments.
No.
Anybody?
Are you saying the comments have to pertain to the agenda? We can't speak off topic?
Yes, ma'am, you can. Either way. But it needs to be during the comments only. So, with that being said, do you have anything?
Charlotte Wells, 3342, Miramar, I have to say something. I just want to say thanks to Mary Beth for all the work that she's done on Heron Park, because if it weren't for Mary Beth, it wouldn't have happened. And it is a beautiful place. I was out there today, and it really is a place that people can go out and relax and just be. It's just nice. So thank you, Beth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Wells. Yes, sir.
Stan Krause, 1103 Shortland Boulevard. The point's just been brought up about lot 7.
Yes, sir.
And additional dirt. And I'm not sure exactly what the ordinance is, but I know that you can't do anything to your property to allow drainage into someone else's property. And there may be something also in the ordinances about any dirt or anything else going into someone else's property, or at least off of your own property. So if there's a possibility of that potentially happening, perhaps a letter of notification should go to said possible property owners so that they're aware of that prior to their doing anything that might create such a situation.
Thank you, Ms. Cross. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
So, just
to
clarify, this is on the agenda, is that okay?
Yes, sir. Name, name and date. I mean, name and address. Excuse me.
John
Belliot,
5014 Miramar. I've noticed since we have the construction site next to us, and since the guy put his nice grass and stuff, nobody's parking on the grass. Gee. So they park in the street, which to me is the best when you're doing a construction site. And on Miramar, this is a suggestion. Everybody park on the street, okay? With a safety cone behind their car, that's or truck. That's the way. If you look at Southwestern Bell, a lot of the companies that have, and there's a scientific reason for that. There's an optical reason. There's a real good reason for it, and that got to be something to adopt. And I noticed even some of the guys that cut grass, they are smart enough to do that. And I think it's a safety issue. It's a lot safer than. And also you have, especially going into the future with all the repair on the waterfront, if it turns out that there's parking problems and stuff, it's nice for people to come out of the waterfront, but if you have 40 cars a week parking in your front yard, and then the once in a blue moon somebody puts all fours in the softest spot, we have to cut the grass and maintain it, property owners do. So this would alleviate a lot of those problems, and plus it would possibly, since we don't have speed bumps, it could possibly slow people down, because if there's not a real wide road, it's not a hauling ass kind of road flat out, which if it's real wide, if it's open and clear, they fly down it, but if there are obstructions, they usually slow down a little bit. So could be a twofold thing. But anyway, that's just a suggestion. So
thank you, sir.
The safety in mind. So.
Appreciate it. Any other comments? None being said, we'll move on to item 7.0, Administrative Report. 7.1, City Administrator David Stahl, General Activity Report.
Good evening. I was off with some floodplain management workshop and participating in the Association of State Floodplain Administrators annual conference, where I presented a white paper on a little bit of moderate wave action, and talked about the storm surge regulations we've adopted here in Short Acres. I had an opportunity to meet the gentleman from FEMA who made the determination of the formula to be used to place that on the new maps. And he was very pleased that not only were we recognizing that, but that we had adopted surge zone regulations in advance of FEMA issuing a map that showed where it would be in Short Acres. And so we were ahead of the curve. And I also discovered that while there is a requirement that cities are to conduct surge studies where possible and to set such regulations, we are the only city or county in the United States that has done so. And we will feather in our cap for being ahead of the regulatory curve on that. As you know, we have a new map that we expect to go in next year, and that will also not only give us that limited wave action zone on Galveston Bay, but we'll need to look at the bioforest, because it does affect north of Short Acres Boulevard, mostly windleaf, but also some of bioforest, so that'll be something we'll look at with the new mapping. The water main project, the city engineer has issued a notice to proceed a couple of weeks ago to AR Turnkey, and has had some difficulty in reaching them over the course of the last 2 weeks. I'm sure that they've scheduled other work since ours was delayed by the Harris County permitting process in the right-of-way, and I'm looking forward to getting information about that project starting, but I don't have an actual date that they'll be on the ground. Their clock is running, so it's a 90-day period that we're going to get that work underway, and the end date doesn't change. So. They're still required to get that work done before the end of summer. The West Forest Street Replacement Drainage and Water Mains Project, Harris County has that in the queue. We've had a lot of wet weather that's delayed our ability to get that line changed out. Some work has been done with the hydrant. If we keep from having rain this week, I think we can probably get the tee set and the hydrant set and be able to start laying some new line. And maybe Mr. Ingram can illuminate that particular portion of it.
David, is it the intent to move the fire hydrant north
to the north side of the ditch?
Other north side, okay, yes. The inland side of the ditch.
Right.
And then bring the line back a couple hundred feet, I guess, I, was the last thing I heard.
Right, about 230 feet, something like that. The problem isn't the north-south aspect of the line, although we would like to get the hydrant out of the ditch. The problem with the line is it's just too shallow, the existing one. So we could put it in the exact same place if it were deeper, but by moving the line north, it allows us to get more depth just by moving to the bottom of the ditch. And so we'll be putting the line back in there. You know, not significantly deeper than the line that's there, but out of the way of the ditch. The new ditch, when they cut that, the flow line will be lower. So the ditch will be a little bit lower than what we have right now.
And that ditch, it flows from east to west now and intersects the ditch along West Shore Acres, correct?
That section where we're working does flow from east to west to West Country Club.
Right.
And then flows south to Schroeder's Boulevard.
Okay, so it will flow all the way down there and then...
And the break point is West Country Club. At West Country Club, we flow going east and going west from West Country Club.
Okay, so where the hydrant will be relocated to, will that ditch be flowing towards the drain at that bend between West Country Club and North Country Club, or will it be flowing?
No, it'll be flowing towards West Country Club and South and Shorty Boulevard.
Okay, so it will go south. Okay, just for and I guess just to remind folks that it's inevitable that when that work starts, there will be water interruptions. Or at least changes in the dynamics of the system. But there were, when the staff tried to do some of the work before the rain, it wasn't too disruptive, but I guess...
We'll get proper notification.
People should be just aware of that, be notified, so we don't have, so people can prepare themselves.
Yeah. Those interruptions were unanticipated. They were caused by failures, and once we get the hydrant set, the TN, we do have valves there, and we hopefully will be able to do it without disruption to more than that block or that general vicinity of the city. All right. Next item I had was First Monday heavy trash pickup, and I was hoping to report that we've made significant progress with our collection efforts. They did come out Monday and Tuesday, but they didn't do a complete collection. And what's more, as I understand, there are still a couple of places that weren't collected since last month. I know that some efforts were made to reach our contact there, and that hasn't happened yet. One of my goals tomorrow is to light a fire under them and see where we're going. We don't really have any leverage, and we don't have a contract for that work, and so we just don't have any leverage. It was all arranged. They agreed to do it on a daily rate basis for time and volume, and it's not part of our residential collection contract.
Is there a chance that we could have a contract for the new fiscal year with them?
I don't know. I'm not certain they'd be any more reliable with a contract than they are without one.
Maybe if there was penalties for showing up.
Well, they came and picked up the 2 days, and they fulfilled what they're saying to do. But the problem is they've got so much backlog they're not catching up now.
Yeah.
So, but
well, our original agreement was they would just keep coming back until they got it all.
Got it all.
And that isn't happening. Under our residential collection, they do pick up small brush piles, and they have been doing some of that with the rear loader. But I'll know more tomorrow. I'll send you a memo of what I determine tomorrow.
All right. Does the council have any questions on any three of the items? Someone two or three? That being said, we'll move on to 7.2. Police Chief Troy Harrison is at Police Chief School this week, so Mr. Stahl will be giving his report.
Thank you, Good evening. You have a written report in your packet from Chief Harrison, and he is he's in Huntsville, but he's on the right side of the bar there. Can I ask that upcoming report from the chief that maybe brings up to date on how many of the actions have resulted in cases in the court, municipal court, and what the resolution of that? Now, maybe it's up to the court clerk to bring that information forward, but I think in conjunction with the police chief's report, it would be good to kind of follow these things through, hopefully, their ultimate resolution and conclusion, so we get a sense of how many of these things are hanging outstanding and whether the city should go through any effort to warrant those actions. But you know, it would be nice to see, to understand how some of these actions have moved through our system here and have come to resolution or not, as the case may be. It doesn't need to be done every month, but I think if we get an update on that, that would be informative for the community as well as the council.
We'll set discuss with the chief.
Okay. You can see here there were 134 calls for service, 34 citations were issued. Four houses were on the watch program. We encourage our residents, whenever they're going to be out of town, to notify the police department so we can go by and check the house. There was a little bump in activity that is related to thefts that occurred on South Country Club, and I understand that they're working on a suspect for that activity. That's caused that bump of the five thefts there. They're all associated, and they have the same modus operandi there, and we think it's the same actors. And so it doesn't really indicate that we're having a rash of crime. It's just we have a person who's giving us a rash. That's all I have this evening on that.
Any questions about 7.2?
We don't know the residential alarms. How many are false versus actual?
I think all of those were false. I don't think we've got any actual.
So nine were false.
Moving on to item 7.3, Action Public Works Director Eric Eden with your data.
Good evening. This is rather short this evening. Public Works purchased 5,023,000 gallons of water this past month in May, as opposed to April, we purchased 5.1. As summertime comes along and more irrigation goes, that tremendous problem arises. Public Works employees repaired four mainline water breaks and completed two of the four sand and level up jobs. That too will probably rise this summer. And parks crews mowed 3.6 miles of ditch line. That's pretty much all I have for this report.
Eric, can you tell me, as far as mowing, are we on schedule or are we far behind schedule as far as mowing our ditches?
Well, we were a little behind. Actually, we're so far behind that a lot of it has died out. When Marco come through, they sprayed, I don't know what type of grass that was, but just shot up real quick. A lot of those areas got out of hand, and they're pretty much dying out, but we're looking forward to getting caught back up.
Any questions from the council?
This is usually a touchy subject, but what, any idea about mosquito control?
We can address that on another council meeting. It's going to be brought up on the next one. We're actually, David and I have been working on that now. So I'll put that on the next agenda for us to discuss.
I've got a question on the recycle. Say it rains tomorrow and they may or may not come. Do we just presume the next day they'll be out, or can we send an email to all the citizens saying it'll happen Wednesday or Thursday?
Well, it depends. If it's just a short little shower, yeah, we're still going to get it the same day. But if it rains pretty much like last Tuesday and then continue the following day, it's pretty much a miss on that. Okay. The ones that were still out and left out, we did come back behind them and collect those.
Let me ask you a question. David might step in on this one also. We were talking about grass, because I was going to bring it up on the next agenda because it was too late for this one. But when we're doing the ditches, we got some of the new streets that we've got grass encroachment going through. Do we shoot any Roundup on it? Is that come back on the city, or is that the county who put the streets in for the grass that's growing up. Good example where I live off of Shady Lawn. On the opposite side of the street where actually Mr. Stanton's residence is, all down there. I've got it coming up through the highway, all up and down there. It is hurt. Are we doing anything?
Yeah, I got we have got to go ahead. We're going to purchase, it's, I like to call it flamethrower, but you ready? You can get it in a little pack. We're going to get a little carry thing. We're just burning it.
A cactus burner?
Yes, sir. And we got to go ahead and get one of those and see how well it works. My first thought was a weed eater, but better thought that it might mess the asphalt up.
Asphalt heat?
Right. Works good.
So what is our plan on how soon we're going to get that activated?
As soon as we make the purchase, I can get on there.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening. Moving on to 8.0 on business. Item 8.1, consideration approval of invoices. The council's had time to look at the invoices and look for a motion.
Make a motion. Take the bills.
Thank you, sir. Got a second. From Bo Bunker. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those say nay. Okay, the ayes have it. 8.2, consideration action to excuse council members for absences. David?
We have Alderman Schnell, who has missed the May 12th and the May 19th council meeting. If she does not come before the gavel hits this evening on June 9th, that will be the 3rd. Technically, she's not absent until we gavel the meeting closed. So we have an opportunity here to excuse the absences of the 12th and the 19th and the 9th council so desires. Everyone is aware that her son has been very, very ill, and she missed the 12th and 19th, and they were even short cycles. They were only a week apart. And if council will excuse those absences, then that will leave her in good standing. The downside of that is if council fails to excuse the absences at the end of this meeting, then her position on council will be forfeit.
With that being said, David bringing that up, as mayor, I strongly recommend that the council, if they would be so kind as to excuse those two dates, I would greatly appreciate it. I think with her son being ill like he is, it's totally understandable why she's not here. With that being said, someone wants
I'll make a motion.
Moore, make a motion.
A second.
Bo Bunker, second.
And that's to excuse.
That is to excuse.
Three is on.
That
all
be
three.
All three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
So that would be. Motion. The motion would be excuse May 12th, the 19th, and June 9th.
Correct.
2014, from Nancy Schnell. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. 8.3, consideration and action to ratify mayor's nominee for appointment to position 6 of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the term beginning June 10, 2014 and ending January 31st, 2016. David, you and I have talked about this.
Yes, take it. Pardon. Okay, we have a vacancy on their position 6, and the mayor has nominated Stephen Jones to fill that. He previously served on the Planning and Zoning Commission before becoming elected to council, and he has expressed an interest in returning to serve the city on the Planning and Zoning Commission. That would be a term that would begin tomorrow if ratified this evening, and would begin on January 31st of 2016.
Any questions?
I know we had gone into this before, and we had people that were expressing interest. And is all the people that have expressed interest been addressed? And
so far, I have only talked to Stephen Jones. No one else is addressing with this.
Okay.
Stephen did address it with me a few weeks back. He was on it before. I figured, we've had most of our folks that are on our planning commissions and whatnot, or people have been on there for quite some time. But, being that he was an alderman, he did express it. He didn't waste any time doing it. No one else has come to me. I feel like I've given him a spot. So, with that being said, I'll take the motion if someone wants to put it on the table.
Mr. Bunker, Mayor Weber filled the vacancies that were on there.
Right.
That were vacant seats. with Scott Tuma and Kendall Pickett and Pickett. Mm-hmm. And so all the members are there. Two of them are on expired terms, and under the Texas Constitution, they continue to serve until their successor is named or they're ineligible.
Okay.
We have two that are on expired terms. One is Carl Kraft. Mr. Kraft was in position six. He's been unable to attend the meetings for several months, and visiting with him, he doesn't think his schedule is going to change any. He's traveling extensively. The other expired term is the chairman, Stan Krauss, and he has been attending, and he brings the continuity of being the chair. And so in discussions with the mayor, Carl was the logical one to replace with a new appointment. We will be looking, obviously the mayor will have to fill the vacancy if Stan's still on track for the end of the year to be departing Short Acres. So,
okay, so
there's still another opportunity for someone.
Okay. But the ones that had talked about it back then, this was several months ago.
Those are the ones
we replaced them.
That's correct.
Well, I would make a motion to appoint Stephen Jones to the Planning and Zoning Commission, position six, with term beginning June 10th, 2014, and ending January 31st, 2016.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Congratulations, Mr. Jones. Okay, with that being said, we'll move to 9.0, adjournment. And we're adjourning the meeting at 7:36. Thank you.